Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, the Lord Creator and Sustainer of all things. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafi anbiya illahi. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah, Sayyidil Mursaleen, the chief of all of the messengers, Nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, our Prophet Muhammad, and likewise all of his family and companions. Amma ba'ad, as for what follows, then on this Saturday afternoon, the 23rd day of Sha'ban in the year 1438, we return here locally at Al-Masjid Al-Awwal in Pittsburgh with our dearly beloved brothers and sisters at the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida to return to our study of Al-Usul Al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles, authored by the great scholar Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab At-Tamimi rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah the Most High have mercy upon him. And we read from the explanation of the great scholar Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. May Allah the Most High have mercy upon him. And we've reached in that printed explanation page number 141. And we'll read from the text at the top of the page, and then we'll take the explanatory notes of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ, and his religion remains, meaning all the way until the Day of Judgment, the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's important to connect our topic, as we haven't done so in the past few lessons, to what is it that we're connecting these ideas to. The passages are now about the third of the questions that one will be asked in one's grave. That question about Muhammad. And what do you say about this man? The man named Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the third of the three principles after which the book has been named. So we're still on our discussion about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing his life, knowing his mission, knowing about his death in our last class, and now knowing about some of the matters of his sunnah that he left for the people. وَدِينُهُ بَاقٍ, and his religion remains. وَهَذَا دِينُهُ, and this is his religion. Al-Islam is his religion. لَا خَيْرَ إِلَّا دَلَّ الْأُمَّةَ عَلَيْهِ. There's no goodness found anywhere, in anything, except that he guided his ummah to it. وَلَا شَرَّ إِلَّا حَذَّرَهَا مِنْهُ. And there's no evil thing except that he, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, warned them from that evil thing. وَالْخَيْرُ الَّذِي دَلَّ عَلَيْهِ. The good, meaning the main foundational matter of goodness that he called everyone to, at-tawheed, was the worship of Allah alone, at-tawheed. وَجَمِيعُ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَى. In addition to that, every single matter that Allah loves and is pleased with. وَالشَّرُّ الَّذِي حَذَّرَ مِنْهُ. And the evil that he warned against can be summarized in one main thing. It is ash-shirku. And you have in your text there ash-shirki, but it should be ash-shirku. Ash-shirk, polytheism. Then, وَجَمِيعُ مَا يَكْرَهُهُ اللَّهُ وَيَأْبَاهُ. And all matters that Allah is displeased with and has refused. بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَّةً. Allah dispatched him to all of the people in entirety. وَافْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ طَاعَتَهُ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ. And Allah had made obedience to him an obligation upon all of the thaqalain, all beings of jinn and mankind, al-jinni wal-insi. Notice in the printed version again, وَافْتَرَضَ اللَّهُ طَاعَتَهُ عَلَى جَمِيعُ. Lots of mistakes in the harakat there. Al-jinni wal-insi. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. The evidence for that, meaning the evidence for him being sent to all of the creation, is the statement of Allah the Most High. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. Say, O mankind, all people. إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Say, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you in entirety. Meaning, not to the Arabs, not to some of them, less than others, but rather to all of mankind. In explanation of this passage, the great scholar Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, stated, بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ أَيْ أَرْسَلَهُ. He sent him, he dispatched him, that means he sent him as a messenger. أَرْسَلَهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ كَافَةً, to all of the people in entirety, أَيْ جَمِيعًا, every last one of them. فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ دَلِيلٌ. And in this ayah, there is evidence. What's the ayah? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Say, O people, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. In this verse, there is an evidence for something. عَلَى أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. إِلَى النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا, to all of the people entirely. وَأَنَّ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَهُ, and that the one who sent him as a messenger, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, he is the one who owns the dominion of the heavens and the earth. وَمَنْ بِيَدِهِ الْإِحْيَاءُ وَالْإِمَاتَةُ, and he is the one who in his hand is the giving of life and the taking of those lives. وَأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْمُتَوَحِّدُ بِالْأُلُوهِيَّةِ, and he, the exonerated one, he is the one to be singled out in worship. كَمَا هُوَ مُتَوَحِّدٌ فِي الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ, just as he is alone and singled out in all of his attributes of rububiyyah, of creating, providing, bringing life and death and so on. ثُمَّ أَمَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فِي آخِرِ الْآيَةِ, and then Allah ordered in the last part of the verse, أَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ, that we believe in this messenger, this prophet of the illiterate. وَأَنَّ تَبِعَهُ, and that we follow him. وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ سَبَبٌ لِلْهِدَايَةِ الْعِلْمِيَّةِ وَالْعَمَلِيَّةِ, and doing that is a reason for guidance. Guidance in knowledge and guidance in action. هِدَايَةَ الْإِرْشَادِ, the guidance of teaching and instruction. That is something from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon revelation and inspiration from Allah. وَهِدَايَةَ التَّوْفِيقِ, and Allah Ta'ala alone is the one who would give people success in embracing those teachings and in following them and adopting them truly with their hearts. فَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, so then he, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, رَسُولٌ إِلَى جَمِيعِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ, and he is the messenger to all of the ثَقَلَيْنِ, the two ثَقَلْس, وَهُمْ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنِ, they are mankind and jinnkind. وَسُمُّوا بِذَٰلِكَ لِكَثْرَةِ عَدَدِهِمْ, and they're called ثَقَلَيْن, the two ثَقَلْز, the two heavy things, because of their great numbers, meaning the great number of jinn and the great number of mankind. They have a weight upon the earth that is heavy due to their great numbers, so they are ثَقِيلَانِ, and they are referred to as ثَقَلَانِ, the heavy created beings, because of their great numbers. Then the author of the text, he said, وَأَكْمَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الدِّينِ, and through him Allah completed the religion, meaning through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah completed the religion. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence for that is the statement of Allah the Most High, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, on this day I have completed your religion for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I have completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I am pleased for you with Islam as your religion. And that's from Surah Al-Ma'idah, the fifth verse. In explanation, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala, stated, أي أن دينه عليه الصلاة والسلام باق إلى يوم القيامة, his religion, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, remains effective until the day of judgment. فَمَا تُوَفِّيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, so his soul was not taken, the messenger of Allah was not taken, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, إِلَّا, except that, وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ لِلْأُمَّةِ, except after he had clarified to the ummah, جَمِيعَ مَا تَحْتَاجُهُ فِي جَمِيعِ شُؤُونِهَا, every single thing that they would need in all of their affairs. حَتَّى قَالَ أَبُو ذَرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, so much so that Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, stated, ما ترك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طائرا يقلب جناحيه في السماء. The Prophet did not leave, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, a single bird flapping its wings in the sky, إلا ذكر لنا منه علما, except that he mentioned something of knowledge about it to us. And that was collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. Further, a report collected by Imam al-Tabarani in his larger Mu'jam, Mu'jam al-Kabir. Abu Dharr adds that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا بَقِيَ شَيْءٌ يُقَرِّبُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُبَاعِدُ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا بُيِّنَ لَكُمْ. There remains nothing that draws one near to paradise and keeps one far away from the hellfire, except that it has been made clear to you. The meaning of the bird flapping its wings in the sky is any bird flapping its wings in the sky that has a relationship to you drawing near to paradise or staying away from the hellfire. An example of that would be that hunting birds are permissible to use in hunting, and other birds are permissible to be hunted and to be killed and thus eaten and so on. And the hunting birds themselves are not to be killed or eaten. These are relative to you and your worship of Allah Ta'ala, and these are birds flying around in the sky. And that's an example. And so every sphere of life, if you're a businessman and you sell products, then you have guidelines for the permissibility of your merchandise, for the permissibility of your transactions, for what's haram, impermissible, in transactions and in merchandise and in partnerships. Everything you will need as a businessman is there. If you're a spouse and you have a wife, then everything you need to interact with your wife is found from the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything, if you're an educator, if you're a landlord, if you're a renter, if you are a business partner, if you are an administrative official, if you're an everyday man, if you're a grandson, if you're a grandfather, if you're an uncle, if you're a niece, if you're a nephew, no matter what your position as it relates to other people, you have guidance from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on what's obligatory on you, what's recommended on you, what's disliked for you, and what's forbidden for you, and then also what's openly permissible and left to your choice. This is from the greatness and the completeness of the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it wasn't a statement of exaggeration from Abu Dharr that he said there's no bird in the sky flapping its wings except we have some knowledge of it. It is real, it is a reality that there are birds in the sky that we have knowledge of, hunting birds and the hunted birds and what's permissible to eat and what's permissible to use as a hunting bird and so on. These matters have been clarified for us. Everything related to those birds in the sky and any other sphere of life that has any relationship to drawing near to Allah, it's been shown to us. And anything about those matters that has a relationship to staying away from the displeasure of Allah and His punishment, that has been shown to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نعم وقال رجل من المشركين لسلمان الفارسي. And a man from the polytheists, he said to سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, علمكم نبيكم حتى الخراء. There's a hamza missing there. حتى الخراء, and it can also be pronounced خراء. Your prophet taught you everything, even bathroom manners, as the sheikh explains there, آداب قضاء الحاجة, the manners of using the toilet. And of course, this polytheist is making fun of Salman, mocking him, and mocking what he believes to be trivial teachings. You have a prophet who teaches you as a grown man to go to the bathroom. And so Salman, look at Salman's answer. This answer right here is a staple answer for anyone who loves this deen and loves our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and wishes to confront the criticism of the non-Muslims and turn the tables on them. Salman did not allow himself to become embarrassed or to feel any shame in a grown man teaching him how to use the bathroom in a way that is pleasing to Allah. Look at his answer. Qala na'am. He said, absolutely. Yes, he did that. Laqad nahana. He gave details. He certainly prohibited us an nastaqbil al-qibla bi-gha'itin aw bawl, from facing the qibla direction, direction of prayer, with urination or with defecation, number one or number two. أو نستنجي بأقل من ثلاثة أحجار. And he forbade us from wiping ourselves, cleaning ourselves, with less than three rocks. Subhanallah. أو أن نستنجي باليمين. And he forbade us as well from wiping ourselves with our right hands. أو أن نستنجي برجيع أو عظم. And he also forbade us from wiping with dung or bones. Subhanallah. That hadith was collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين كل الدين. So the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, clarified all of the deen, all of the religion. إما بقوله, whether it was through his statement, وإما بفعله, or his action, his personal precedence, وإما بإقراره, or whether it was through his approvals of others' actions and statements, ابتداء أو جوابا عن سؤال, whether that was initiated by him or a response of his to a question posed. وأعظم ما بين عليه الصلاة والسلام التوحيد, and the greatest of all matters that he clarified, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, was توحيد. وكل ما أمر به فهو خير للأمة. Every single matter that he ordered to be done is something that is good for the ummah. في معادها ومعاشها. As it relates to their return to Allah in the hereafter and their worldly life. وكل ما نهى عنه, and every single matter that he forbade us from, فهو شر للأمة, then it's something bad for the ummah, for his followers, for the nation. في معاشها ومعادها, as it relates to their worldly life and their return to Allah. وما يجهله بعض الناس ويدعيه من ضيق في الأمر والنهي. And what some people speak about ignorantly, and they claim that there is a restricted feeling that Muslims have because of these orders and these prohibitions. The deen is difficult. The deen is very strict. فإنما ذلك لخلل البصيرة وقلة الصبر وضعف الدين. That is only the result of a flawed level of insight and a weak level of patience and a weak level of religiosity. وإلا, otherwise, فَإِنَّ الْقَاعِدَةَ الْعَامَّةَ, then the general principle in the religion, أن الله لم يجعل علينا في الدين من حرج. The principle is that Allah has not legislated or made in the religion any type of difficulty. وَأَنَّ الدِّينَ كُلَّهُ يُسْرٌ, and the religion, all of it is ease. وَسُهُولَةٌ, and another synonym for ease. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah wants ease for you, and He does not want difficulty for you. That's from Surah Al-Baqarah, in the middle of those verses about fasting that we've been reviewing, verse number 185. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High has said, وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج, and He has not made upon you in the deen any haraj. From Surah Al-Hajj, the 78th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah the Most High has said, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجْ. Allah does not want to place upon you any difficulties. From Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 6th verse. فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى تَمَامِ نِعْمَتِهِ. So praise be to Allah for the completion of His favor. وَإِكْمَالِ دِينِهِ, and for the completeness and perfection of his religion. The author then states, وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and the evidence for his death, that he did indeed die, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. And this is in the actual text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, so you need to realize it's a response and a refutation of some people. There are people who say, even today, and they ascribe to the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you are not allowed to say the Prophet has died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they use generalities like the Prophets are alive in their graves and so on. And don't say about those killed in the way of Allah that they're dead, and these kinds of generalities. But remember, we talked about the statement of the best of this ummah after his death. Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan. Whoever worships Muhammad, then what? فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ. Then verily Muhammad has died. Is it allowed to say that Muhammad has died? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has said, أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلْ. If he dies or he is killed, إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Are you going to turn back on your heels? إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are dead, meaning soon to die. And they are all dead, meaning soon to die. So Allah Ta'ala has used those words, and the messenger, or the best of his companions after him, they use that word to describe him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's actually bringing evidence for the death of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The evidence for that, qawluhu ta'ala, Allah's statement, he's the most high, innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. You are dead, and they are as well dead, meaning soon to be. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. And then you shall be in front of your Lord on the Day of Judgment disputing, or some of you getting your rights from others, meaning Allah judges between you. And that's from Surah Az-Zumar, the 30th and 31st verses. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he says, فَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. In this verse, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَنْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. That the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, and all of those he was sent to, mayyitun, they are all dead. Wa annahum sayakhtasimuna 'inda Allahi yawm al-qiyamah. And that they shall be made to dispute in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Fayahkumu baynahum bilhaqqi. And Allah shall judge between all of them with the truth. Wa lan yaj'al Allahu lilkafirina 'ala almu'minina sabila. And Allah shall not make for the disbelievers over the believers any way for them to be uppermost. And then I think we can stop here as the topic shifts to the resurrection after death from the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we thank Allahu tabarak wa ta'ala for what he has facilitated us to come together and read from this magnificent book of reminders and beneficial knowledge. And we ask him Jalla wa ala to forgive us and to excuse us and to grant us the best of statements and actions that he loves and is pleased with, and the following of his upright and noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in word and deed, secretly and openly. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.